Well, one thing that is in law now is that the presumption is that it's Agent Orange related. So it used to be that you had to prove that your disease was related to Agent Orange, and it's very difficult to prove that. Now, unless the VA can prove that it's not related to Agent Orange, you do that the actual veteran does get covered for that as if it's a, because it's a service injury. So it's assumed that it's a service-related condition. That said, the challenge is with the children, with the survivors, and there's still veterans falling through the cracks for various reasons that this commission would address.
Does it initially show up in children as birth defects, or can it happen to their sons or daughters or grandchildren later on in life?
It's an excellent question, and I don't know the answer. And that's why we want the medical, and I'm not sure whether we want the medical experts to address that. This should be more than just somebody searches on the internet and finds out if there's instances. We need to have a commission that can compile all the relevant research, go through it as to its veracity, and make sure that we're not leaving somebody behind simply because it's not an obvious birth defect, or we just simply don't know about the various conditions that Agent Orange can affect. Because Agent Orange can really affect the genetic material of a parent, all these things are possible.
And so right,
we need to find out.
And right now, family members or grandchildren wouldn't be covered health insurance-wise, right?
I wouldn't state that unequivocally, but clearly there are a lot of people falling through the cracks, and that's what this would try to do, is basically make sure that we don't have any victims of Agent Orange or their families falling through the cracks of the system.